Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now to Bristol in the UK, where the city's landmark Clifton Suspension Bridge has reopened a day after two suitcases containing human remains were found on the bridge, which has sparked a manhunt. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Henry Riley, who's a reporter with LBC News in London. So, Henry, will you tell us how police discovered these suitcases? What led up to this?
Well, so there were reports, good morning, Claire, of people, of one man in particular, acting suspiciously on the Clifton Suspension Bridge. As you referenced, he had two suitcases, one of which was, we're told, a tatty blue suitcase with blood leaking out as well. So clearly there were warning signs, but it was very late at night. This happened on Wednesday, just before midnight. And whilst it is a very popular tourist attraction, as you say, it opened in 1864. It's sort of world famous and really is the pinnacle of Bristol. It was obviously very quiet at that time of night. And so police had these reports. They heard about a man acting suspiciously. He'd actually had a taxi there, so he'd got into a taxi and then from that point on was moving these suitcases around the bridge. And then what we know from that point on is that officers were then called. There was one particular man who we spoke with, Claire, called Giles Malone, who's a local resident. And he was actually, England had just played in the Euro, so understandably some people were out late. And he was waiting for a taxi, so he was waiting by the bridge and saw this man acting strangely and trying to get these two suitcases from one side of the bridge to the other. He saw one woman who was a passerby, we don't know who she is, trying to help this man. And she actually joked with him, saying, "These are the heaviest suitcases I've ever lifted. What's in them? Bodies." Now, of course, that's a semi-joke at that point, because understandably she didn't know. And now at this point we found out that they are bodies, and just to say on that, we still don't have any confirmation of the gender, the age or the identities. We don't know any more about it. We know the post-mortem is still ongoing,
and there are CCTV cameras all over that bridge, so the police have a photograph of the person they believe is involved in this, and they've issued that photograph to the media, haven't they?
They do, and it's still very much a sort of hotspot of activity. We've had police helicopters still circling. The Coast Guard are still out this morning. And as you say, officers very much trawling CCTV. Two distinct photographs of that man. He's got a beard. They've got what he's wearing as well, black jeans, Adidas baseball cap. So there's a very clear photograph of the individual, and police obviously saying if you see him, bearing in mind it's been 35 hours now that police have been sort of extensively searching the area, police urge not to approach him, instead to call our emergency services on 999. And clearly a very worrying situation, and the locals of Clifton and the wider Bristol area will certainly be hoping this individual is found and we can find out exactly what happened.
And that suspect, he was chased by a man on a bicycle, wasn't he, on Wednesday night when all of this happened?
Yes, that's right. So just after he'd left the bridge, he'd actually left both of the suitcases there. He was then chased by a cyclist. Now, we don't have any more details as to who that is. The taxi driver that I referenced earlier, who dropped him there, is cooperating with police. I'm not sure. They haven't said, certainly, police, if they found the cyclist, but he was chasing him away. And actually, the suitcases, they found one on the bridge at the police when they got there, and then they found another one just at the foot of the bridge as well, in a completely different location. So there's still plenty of questions to be asked, who the cyclist was, where this particular man ran from as well, because he was running from one side of the bridge to the other and off in a particular direction.
Henry, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on that one. Henry Riley there, reporter with LBC News in London. The Gathering is next.
Text 51551, today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.